Station. Okay, so hello and welcome to another Retromello Eurovision, or Retromello Eurovision Classics.
Yes.
Because now we're going to do something that we've been thinking about for a while. Me and Harry. How are you, Harry?
Very fine, thank you. I'm so happy to decide today.
Yes. So we're going to pick one song each that has been meant something special to us, or that we dislike the most or like the most. It can be anything. But we pick one song each for different reasons.
Mm.
And first up is your choice, Harry. Yeah. So which song has you chosen?
I will say this. A fiddler named Alexander Rybak said when he won MGP Tuck, he went to Moscow and he won the entire show. I'm in love with a fairy tale, even though it hurts. 'Cause I don't care if I lose my mind, I'm already cursed.
Fairy tale, yes. Yes.
2009
Eurovision, yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it features East European style folk rhythm song, and it's composed with this up-tempo number about the lost love.
Yes,
it was inspired by his memories of a former girlfriend. Ingrid Bergnehus.
Oh, you know her name.
Yeah, I know everything.
You're a fan. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I agree. It's a good song. And Alexander Rybak, where does he come from? Did he come from Belarus?
He's from Belarus, Minsk. His father fled from Belarus in 1991.
Yes.
And his mother and he himself had a tourist visa to Norway.
Oh.
But they were not granted asylum from the beginning.
No.
No.
Okay.
So they got it later.
Okay. Good for Norway.
Yeah. They are happy now, at least.
Yes, of course they are. So how old is he?
He's been born 1986.
Yes.
So
pushing 40.
Yeah.
Well, what do I think of this song? Are you interested in that, Harry?
Very interested.
This is one of those songs that the first time I heard it in 2009, I really liked it.
Mm.
It did win like a landslide victory.
Yes.
It was like one of those times when all the planets are aligned and they all pointed to Alexander Rybak winning Eurovision.
Mm.
Well deserved win. The song is very good.
Yeah.
I like the whole fiddler thing and the refrain. It's just a very good song.
Mm.
And he's very charismatic.
Yeah.
But it's also a song that I'm tired of.
Yeah, you had an hallelujah moment again.
Yeah, and the same goes for hallelujah. So we can call it a hallelujah moment. But it's and actually, Waterloo is one of those songs as well.
And I know.
Other songs that are very, very good, but I have heard them so often, they're almost gotten ruined for me.
Yeah.
So this is one of those songs. But of course, well-deserved winner. Mm. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they don't regret him.
No.
No.
They should give more people asylum, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Anything else to say about Alexander Rybak?
No, I'm very happy for him.
Yes.
And he's doing fine as he studies in Chicago.
Yes.
He wants to be a movie composer.
Yes, yes. He's going to make soundtracks.
Yes.
that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure he will succeed just fine.
Because I hope so,
he can write a good song.
Yeah.
That's proven here.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was our first classic. Next time it's my turn, Harry.
Yes, what will it be?
Oh, well, it's going to be a surprise. Okay, but thank you for listening. And go ahead and listen to Fairy Tale by Alexander Rybak. It's a good listen.
We agree.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.